U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack met with reporters following his comments before the 2016 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, and was asked about his thoughts on getting started with a farm bill discussion sooner rather than later.
Well, I think there's urgency in beginning the conversation appropriately, and that's what I've been stressing to audiences that I've talked to and groups I've talked to. You know, the conversation in 2011-12 started with, we have to save money. That was how the conversation started. Somebody determined artificially and arbitrarily that they had to save $23 billion. Boy, once you start the farm bill conversation that way, it becomes very difficult. Because then you've got the cotton guys going, well, you know, the stacks program doesn't work in all circumstances. You've got the milk guys say, you know, the margin protection program works in some places, not as well in other places. You got the conservation people saying, hey, don't keep robbing the conservation title to pay for it. You got the CRP need now when $8 corn, maybe CRP wasn't as attractive today. People want to be involved in CRP. You can't have those conversations if you start with, we got to save money. The first way to start this conversation should be, what is the need? What is the total need? It may be, you know, it may be significantly higher than what we're spending today. Fair enough. But what's the total need? And then once we've defined that universe, then let's be creative about how to meet as many of those needs as we possibly can. So I think the urgency is in starting the conversation the right way. I fear that we will start it the same way we have started it in the last couple of rounds, and that is, we got to save money. Well, you start that, then you pit everybody against each other, and you make it a lot more difficult to get a farm bill through. And I'm very concerned about the conversation that takes place when people say, well, you know, one way to do this is by taking the nutrition title and getting out of the farm bill, because all that money that we're spending on nutrition somehow magically will flow into the farm programs. That's not what's going to happen. That is not what's going to happen. That money will flow someplace outside of our universe, if you will. It's important to keep that coalition together, and it's important that that coalition understand that they're in it together, that a nutrition program is a nutrition program, but is also part of the farm program, because if people can buy more at the grocery store, they will, and if they buy more, then more has to be produced and packaged and processed, and at the end of the day, it provides stability in markets. So my hope is that the conversation starts the right way, and that it moves expeditiously to a conclusion, so that there is not the uncertainty that we had in 2011, 12, 13, and not the threat that I had to eventually make, which was, okay, we'll go back to permanent law and see how that works. That was a pretty significant threat, and eventually people responded and got a farm bill passed. Not perfect, but you know, we sent out billions of dollars of assistance in the ARC and PLC program, probably $2 to $2.5 billion more than we did the previous year. Our CRP payments are going out this month, so there's a little bit of help coming to get people through a tough time, and that's really what a farm bill, part of what a farm bill should do.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack at the 2016 National FFA Convention. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.